Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
We were talking about this. If you have already said yes to something, listen to me so carefully. If you've already said yes to something and then leading up to it, you do not want to go. You're getting sick. You're just tired. You don't want to go. All these, what if I just skipped? That is because God has something so big for you there and the devil wants to steal it.
Whoa.
If you say yes to something in the spirit and you're like lit, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to commit to these plans. This is going to be great. And then like leading up to it, you know that feeling like last minute where you're like, I want to just stay in my pajamas. I don't want to go. Sounds like work. I don't know. I'm scared. And then you say no. Bro, that is an attack from the enemy because he knows that that could be fruitful for you to go to.
I think that's mom. I said masquerading in the highly collagen implanted lips of another woman, because that's the kind of crap she used to say to me when I was sitting at home, like, you don't know what's going to happen tonight. Now you need to go to this thing because you are not going to find a boyfriend reading Anne of Green Gables for the 18th time in your bedroom.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Or, do you remember her other favorite thing to do would be to, like, I remember one day distinctly being in Liffey Valley and seeing a woman and her husband and their kids, and the woman, to be fair to her, just looked wrecked, but like, I think she had probably one tooth and was looking really, and mom looked at me and went, now, why can't Beatrice get a boyfriend?
What?
Meaning, like, there must be a man for Beatrice if there's a man for that one tooth tag.
Oh, I understood it.
Oh, sorry.
I understood it. Like, I mean, that's a very high bar my own mother has set
so
for me.
So mean.
Oh, my God.
So critical as well. But what do you think about that, Peter, that when you have a feeling like you really just don't want to do something, I know this is a familiar feeling to you, really just don't want to do that thing that I planned 3 weeks ago. Ugh. What do you think about that's the devil trying to hold you back from what's out there for you?
Well, I mean, then I'm possessed by the devil, if that's the case, because the devil is constantly on my shoulder telling me not to do things. Are you sure you don't need to go? You know, I realized at the weekend, like, I was like, everything I did this weekend was in service of, I'm a trad mother, was in service of the kids. Like, and I whipped them around here, there, and, you know, whisk them to here and pick up their, we went to the carnival. Will you pick up my friends on the way? Picked up their friends, you know, went on these rides I didn't want to go on, had sleepovers, came down in the middle of the night at 2:30 to tell them all to go to sleep and get off their games, you know.
2:30?
2:30. Absolutely wrecked. On like Sunday at 4 o'clock, I was going, oh my God, I need a full week of recovery from, I mean, I'm still wrecked. And then I couldn't sleep at all last night, which didn't help. But I do, you know, it's like, I don't really have a problem with that. But like, if it's for me, you know? It's like with the kids, I feel like I have to do it. I have no choice. It's when there's choice involved. It's a problem.
Well, I have to say, I do think so. Two separate things. I think you're very good at doing things for the kids, genuinely and genuinely selflessly. Because a lot of the time when I do things for the kids, right, today I cleaned William's room that he had been refusing to do. And I had been really determined. I was like, well, nobody's going to do it for you. And then today I was like, fine, I'm going to do it for you. And I cleaned his room because we're moving the TV from our room into his room. But that was totally self-serving because I want to get that TV out of our room so I can hang some nice art there instead and have some beautiful paintings to look at from my bed, right? And then yesterday I'm thinking, after I met you yesterday evening, I went to Crumble Cookies. So I was like, the kids would love some cookies. But I know, Beatrice, and you know who really, really wanted a cookie? Me. It wasn't about them. Mm. Like, if I hadn't been getting a cookie, unlike you going to Handel's for ice cream, and I bet you didn't even get ice cream for yourself.
I didn't, Rosemary.
I know, you're very, very selfless. But the second thing that I was going to say is I think you are tempted to cancel things because you are genuinely a very busy person. So I think sometimes you're like, oh God, I could just do with a night off. You know what I mean?
Kind of. But you know what I realized? So I had a friend over, friend of Don's was over on Friday, one of his bandmates, the guy who introduced us actually. So he was my friend, I like to say, at the beginning. He said to me, did you know that we met on July 4th, like 15 years ago or something? He goes, and then later, and I said, yeah,
how does he know that? Has he ever written in his diary?
Oh, because he likes to talk about how I was flirting with him at the barbecue as if, right? As if my eye.
He is the furthest from your type that I've ever seen, honestly.
I was arguing with him, right? Like having witty banter with somebody.
Maybe he is your type. You do love arguing with people. Yeah.
Well, he actually appreciated it, but, you know, he was an unusual... I probably thought I was flirting, quite honestly, but, you know, he realized we weren't. Anyway, and I mean, he had a girlfriend, so my friend was his girlfriend at the time, which is how, like, I met him. Anyway, later on, he says, like, Beatrice, you're tired now. You've never not been tired. When's the last time you weren't tired? I was like, July 4th, 15 years ago. July with myself, that joke, right? But, but it did occur to me, like, that... these things that you do for kids, like when I first had kids, like a kid, not kids mm-hmm. plural, because like that's, I think the trick.
Yeah, they didn't all pop out together.
Yeah, that's the trick, is that like they're like a muscle, you know, you mm-hmm. get this kid and you're like, my God, I just remember feeling so, not trapped, but like so shocked that my time was no longer my own, like that it had been mm-hmm. ripped away from me, you know?
Yeah.
In one swell foop, as they say, and that like nobody prepared me for this, even though of course logically you're like, you have a baby now, you know. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't thinking, like I wasn't trad mothering at that point thinking like, oh, can't wait to like hold him and rock him for 2 hours and not do anything for myself, can't wait to like just look at all my paints and not use them, can't wait to not be able to read a book, can't wait for those things
and not, you know, use what I mean? Them. The tragedy. I'm just imagining you sitting there with Nash baby on your chest gazing at your paints across the room.
Look, oh yeah, totally, you know. But I kept getting things out to do them and then realizing like, what am I doing? But now I was thinking about this the other night. I was like, you become this better parent or a more practiced parent. You know, it's taken though, like Nash 13 now, 13 years. Because I look at other people whose kids are involved with sport and like, you know, here they have, sure they have an on and two, but like travel sports. And if you join, you can choose whether you're going to join like the local team, like people who have travel sports, whatever, like they spend their whole weekend and then, you know, they might complain, but like it seems quite uncomplaining. And the idea of like sitting watching this, you know, Nash does track meets now, like, so you go, like today has one, you go at 4 o'clock,
very
and then it's
selfless.
Over at like 30.
I like, we were talking about this yesterday because Finn, our 9-year-old, has signed up for a baseball league, and this is not what they would call a travel team. So I don't think they have it in Ireland, because also Ireland's much smaller, so no matter where you travel, it's only 2 hours away, right? Here they have travel teams where you could travel 4 or 5 or 6 hours away to play
or
a game
to
on
Florida.
A Saturday.
You can travel like
in, like you can travel across states, but like the very entry level, you're traveling quite far within Indiana. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what Finn is doing is not that. He's just doing like a league with his, I think some parents from the school are organizing it and they're training and whatever. And he now has games. Like we got the program the other day and it's like game Monday night, 7 p.m., Tuesday night, 8 p.m. And they're like an hour away from us. And the two of us are literally like, what the fuck? Like, how are we? And I mean, obviously, how are we going to do it? Of course, we're going to do it. There's two of us. One of us is going to take him. The other one's going to be here with the other two kids. One of us is going to drive him. Is going to sit and watch the game for an hour and a half.
But
and
you
going
know
to drive
what
him
I
back.
Thought? But you know what I thought last Grim. Night? I was like, I'm going to liken this to all of our lives growing up. Because I was going, I should bring, you know, I never really think about like bringing the other kids. Like Nash has another one on Saturday and Don has a show in Chicago. So I'm going to, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Who's going to mind the kids? Like, I'm just going to bring them with me and they can sit there, God forbid, with a book for a few hours or like on my phone for a few hours or look around at the sports for a few hours. You know, and I was thinking, I'm going to liken this to Dad being in a sports club while we were going. It wasn't a sports club.
Oh my God, as you said that, I was just thinking, I don't remember going to anything of Beatrice's and I don't remember you going to anything of mine, but we didn't really have anything specific that we did like every Monday or every Tuesday. But you're right, Dad going every single Saturday to Marley Park to see his friends and to talk about and build their trains or whatever they were doing.
And us.
And we would be dragged along every single Saturday. Yeah.
I mean, for me, it felt like the weekends felt really long because those, I'd say they were 5 hours. Was it like we arrived around 10:30, 11?
Yeah, I think it was around, from around 10 or 11 until 3 or 4. Yeah, so it was like the whole day.
I thought it was 5 or 6. Text mom there.
I mean, maybe. It probably depends on the day.
But I mean, it made my weekend feel really long because it was so interminably boring. I mean, it was grand though, you know what I mean? You read your books, you went on the train a few times, you got a coal cinder on your foot, etc. Ate some biscuits, you drank some tea, etc. But it felt like
sorry,
you were there.
Do you remember
for three
how
weeks.
Strong the tea was?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
That tea was like terror.
So maybe that, but you know, it's interesting because one of my kids this week went to this neuropsychology, like just testing, you know, for ADHD, dyslexia, all that kind of stuff, like just standard testing. And we went to this morning for the results. And as the psychologist, I think, was giving the results back, you know, she was talking about, she was saying, you know, you're very smart, but you skipped over things. Some of them, she goes, like some of them needed to be done by left to right and your child refused and said they were only doing them right to left, like which felt very in character. Therefore, we couldn't score this one. Even though we explained it to him, like he refused to do it, and he was there chuckling away, right, delighted with himself. He's like, I'm just a goofer. Okay.
Little arsehole. They're so, I just can't imagine ever defying like a doctor or a psychologist
well,
like that.
I was thinking that as well. I was thinking, like, didn't I find these things boring too? I don't even think it ever crossed my mind, this is boring. I just think it was like,
yeah,
this will please somebody in authority if I do a good job of it, right?
Well, exactly.
No, you don't get like, to say yes. You were fighting with every teacher you ever met.
Oh, I was fighting, but I was also like, here's an opportunity to be top of the class. I was like total nerd, but then I was also fighting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Anyway, as part of it, she goes, you know, so one of the things you're going to have to work on, like, is basically attention span and, you know, doing things by the rules, basically. And she said, you know, you may not want to do it. It may not be interesting. It may be boring. It may not even be useful. But that's what you have to learn to do in life. And I honestly, I have to tell you, as an adult, I was going, why? I was like, I can understand why, like the kid sitting there going, you know, no, I don't. But it was interesting, like these things don't really serve a purpose and they don't have make a lot of sense, but you have to learn to do them. Like you do have to.
Mm.
But I don't felt like serve it summed a purpose up a lot a of funny things. One.
Cause,
but I,
yeah, cause,
no, I felt like it, you know, that don't make sense to you, I think is what she actually said.
Mm.
And I feel like it kind of summed up a lot of the things that people find really frustrating about work or like about their jobs yeah. or, you know, about kind of bureaucracy or whatever. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I have to do it? You know, but you do mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I'm kind of thinking about when I say to the kids stuff like you have to do this. Like, I know it's annoying. There are a lot of things that I have to, or like they'll say, I don't want to do this.
And oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, well, do you think that I want to empty the dishwasher or wash up or even make dinner that I'm not particularly interested in making at this moment in time because I'd rather be reading my book? But then I'm also like, they don't care about that.
That's right. They haven't even listened beyond when you
yeah,
said,
I know.
You think they just tuned out.
They're
hold
like,
on.
Meh. What you should have said was, you not wanting to do that from right to left is the devil holding you back from your destiny. Whoa.
Well, I would accept he'd probably then be like, I can't help it. It's the devil. It's not me. It's the devil.
Good point.
I mean,
yeah,
be
yeah,
careful, Rosemary. I was thinking about you as well today. I was in the car with the
Oh, here we go. This doesn't sound like I was thinking about how great you are. This sounds like I was thinking about you being in Egypt. Go on.
Well, do you remember the other day you were telling me that your children ask you, like, what if we ever had to, like, if there was an emergency and we don't have passports and we couldn't fly out of the country?
Oh,
and you were giving them very logical yes. answers. And I said, just say yes. Why don't you give that
Well,
a
I actually said to them, of course, if there was an emergency and your dad and I were out of the country, we would come back. That's what I said.
Yeah, but that's
them.
Not what they wanted to hear. They wanted you to say, we'll get you emergency passports
I
and
know,
fly you to a tropical
they just want
island.
To get passports. That's exactly what... We'll get you on a plane. We'll pay for an escort to bring you to on a plane and bring you over to us in Ireland.
And then we'll bring you to Disneyland. And as Mom would say, we'll stop on by McDonald's on the
you
way.
You know what
right?
the difference is between me and you? I'm really stupid and stubborn about those things. And I'm like, I'm not giving in. I know what they want to hear and I'm not telling them.
No, I think partly, you know the way they say you should treat kids, they like talk to kids the way you talk to adults. You know, you do that. But like as if they are truly adults. Whereas like I was in the car this morning with Chance on the way. Would you get me a dinosaur? I was like, no, I don't think that'd be a good idea. But would you if you could? I was like, no, because the dinosaur could eat us. But like if you could and the dinosaur wouldn't eat us, would you? And I was like, why am I even saying that? I was like, yeah, I would. If that's what you wanted, I would.
A serious question though. If Jurassic Park was real, would you want to go?
Having a laugh. Rosemary, Nash started playing, you know, the TV show Fallout just came out and I started watching, I've only watched half an episode, it looks great, based on the computer game, as Nash keeps telling me, one computer game of the year, whatever, many years ago, right? So he's now playing that. And basically you're in your 1950s-esque Pleasantville house and then there's a nuclear warning and you have to run to the uh-huh. shelter. Like you purchased a spot in the vault in case of like nuclear meltdown and you run to it. Well, Rosemary, as his character was running to it, I heard a voice screaming, run faster! Run
that was
faster!
You, your own voice. Your own voice.
Yeah, it was
So
me.
Are you saying you wouldn't go to Jurassic Park? Because I totally would.
Rosemary, I wouldn't be able to get off the helicopter or the boat or whatever got transported. My legs would be like jelly. If a velociraptor moved as much as looked in my direction... I would pass out.
Do you remember how scary that movie was? I actually the other day was dying to watch it again. I was like, maybe we should put it on for the baby because he loves dinosaurs. But then I was like, you don't actually see a dinosaur for the first hour and a half. He'd be given out. You just want to watch Popo.
Oh, no. Forget that. Watch it with the other two. Have they seen it?
They have seen it, yeah. They're over it now.
Oh,
they never want
to
watch what
movie.
I want to watch. I tried to watch The Hunger Games with them because I thought it was just violent enough to interest them and they had no interest.
Oh, no. I love that. No, I mean, and Dad's favourite scene of all time. When that dinosaur comes down and chomps the guy in the portaloo.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Dad,
the
like,
laughter.
I mean,
I remember him in the cinema. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
But he laughs now. Like, he laughs for like 15 minutes just talking about it. Still.
I know. Listen.
That script writer, like, deserves an Oscar.
Oh, sorry. Let's actually talk about wanting to cancel things or wanting to, like, put off things that you had planned. Did I tell you that mom and dad are now not selling the house until next spring? So when they went back earlier this year.
Your trauma re-emerged.
When they went back earlier this year, they were like, we're going to sell the house this spring. It's time. It's too big for us. It's too expensive to heat. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to put it on the market. They contacted a realtor. They apparently had a meeting, had arranged for him to come out and see the house and talk to them. Then cancelled it because they were like, oh, we're going to give it a few weeks till it warms up. I think they were like, he said we'll get better interest when it's a bit warmer. It's not as grey. Right? Seems like a lie now that I think about it. And then I called him today and I was like, so what's going on with the house? And dad was like, oh, we've decided not to sell it till next year. So that's because the devil had someone for them. No.
It's not their
house. God had a buyer for them, and the devil doesn't want it. Doesn't want them to win.
It's not their house. It's going to be their tomb. They're going to die in that house.
I didn't want to say that to them, but that did occur to me. No, they're not. They're never moving.
Do you know what? They might as well just get the stair lift in now. He's doing that deliberately just so we are going to have to tidy out the basement, the basement level.
100%. Although I will say that it now has me determined that if my green card comes through this year, Brandon and I are going to go home because I'd love him to see the house. Like, I'd hate to go home to Ireland with him for the first time and for him not to see the house. You know what I mean?
You could get Brandon to knock on the door. Hello, my wife's family used to live here. And they'd be like, these yanks.
I would.
And then you come up behind Billy. I know, but they'd expect like some American one to come up and then you'd be like, hello.
Sorry, I don't sound like that.
You do now. You've got Lindsay Lohan. Oh no, she had
Look,
an American accent.
Shut up. You fucking Egypt. Let's get back to cancelling things for a second. I used to always think, right, if I ended up cancelling something, I remember talking to my therapist about this. I had it in my head. It was almost like I thought I was clairvoyant, that I was kind of like, I'd go, you know what? I ended up cancelling that thing. And even all along, I could never visualize myself going to that dinner, or I could never imagine myself going to that party. And it must be because I knew on some subconscious level that I wasn't going to go. You know what I mean? That I would be convinced that because I couldn't see myself there, I knew all along I wasn't going.
I think that's because you were determined from the get-go not to go. But anyway, I get what you're saying. No, but like, I remembered what I was saying about. So this guy anyway, who I met on July 4th, you know, very outgoing, very gregarious, recently said he has come to the conclusion that he has massive social anxiety now. Like, he masquerades it very well, okay? But I mean, maybe he does. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm not actually saying he doesn't. But I think that I have social anxiety. Like, I'm fine. Well, I mean, I was very shy growing up. Like, the teacher called mom and everything, so she never talked. I was. Are you joking?
No. Sorry. I know you were grown up, but now you love a party.
No, I love a party if I know people. I get a terrible social. So I think, like, all these things where people go, like, oh, we're going to have a gang. I also hate, as much as I love all my girlfriends, I hate things with just girls. And I don't know why.
Like, what?
I know. I hate these, like, I think I hate this idea of like, let's do girly things.
Oh my God. Whereas I'd be the exact opposite. I used to hate when you'd say to like my friends go, let's all get together and go and do this. And they'd all bring their boyfriends. And like, even if I had a boyfriend, whether he was there or not, I hate that. I'm like, I just want to do things with the girls.
I hate couple stuff. And I hate girls.
You're very particular. I hate couple stuff and I hate girls only stuff. So you want like a volunteer man from the ether to come along?
No, I like a group of friends. But like, I hate this idea. I'm bringing Pat, my boyfriend, that nobody knows. It's like, if nobody knows Pat, he stays to stay at home. But like, if Pat is a great social one and we are all friends with Pat, bring Pat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we were all friends. I mean, I was like, I would consider myself friends with most of my girlfriend's partners. But I still just would be like, no, can we not just get together? Just us. You know what I mean?
I've never had a gang of friends who brought their boyfriends anywhere. So like, I was always hanging out with work with like a gang of people from work, or like a gang of Irish people from New York. You know what I mean? It was more like where I've been. It's always people who are looking to make friends because I was
Would always automatically have been mixed gender, right? Those groups of people, like,
that's so what like, I'm saying. So like, I enjoy but like, that.
So when would it have come up that it would be like girls only stuff?
Oh, like frequently, like you'd be invited to things like, oh, I'm having, you know, we're all going for a manicure. I'm like, no, thanks. We're all going for brunch. Would you like to come? Absolutely. I hate it. And I don't know why. I get really awkward. So like,
you're
not
such a weirdo. But it's also like, sorry. That's really interesting, Beatrice, that you feel that way. But it's interesting to me particularly because it's not that I like, I think you're quite a girly person, and I don't mean that pejoratively. Like, that's not a pejorative. You look horrified. That's internalized misogyny. There's nothing wrong with being girly. But what I mean is...
No, I agree.
You're interested in fashion and makeup and nails and all those things, so...
But actually, that's mainly run by gay men, so maybe I'm a very gay man person.
But what I mean is, you're not like a super tomboy. You wouldn't go to a brunch with girls and be like, I can't relate to any of these. I just want to get back to my woodwork. I just wouldn't think of you as somebody who would be averse to quote-unquote girly things. You know what I mean?
I feel like it goes, oh, I mean, as everything does, goes back to my teen years of feeling like I wasn't the cool girl in the cool gang, like that I was always on the outside. And so I feel like when I go to these things, I feel like I'm being a real nerd. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody's going, this one's a massive nerd.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But sorry, speaking of which, can we actually go for manicures? Because I really want to go for a mani-pedi. My hands
and my feet
are looking.
Not unless you come to the bra place with me, she said, being extremely
masculine. I said I would
come
to the bra place with you.
No. I said I would come with me to be measured with your boobs.
I'm not getting measured. No, my boobs are... I'm still breastfeeding. I'm not getting measured. I'm finished breastfeeding. There's no point.
You've literally turned into mom. You have tried.
They're going to turn into tiny little Sienna Miller buds after I'm finished breastfeeding.
Oh,
exactly. Raisins.
I thought you were...
Yeah,
I realised
that. Poor fucking Sienna Miller. A bit harsh.
Sorry, well, one other thing that I am definitely really looking forward to and not in any way dreading trying to back out of or rapidly deleting emails as they fly into my inbox is the Pilates that we signed up to 6 months ago. I mean, I swear to God, yesterday I actually closed one eye as I clicked open on the email.
There's nothing like a distant plan. There's nothing like signing up to something in 6 weeks to really allow that dread to marinate for the time. Oh. You know what I mean? As it gets closer and closer. And especially now they're doing this thing where they're like, we're just waiting on permits from the city and we haven't got our permits. So it might be the following week. And they keep like, it's very stressful not knowing when this is going to open. Because they're also like, your membership will basically begin the minute we open our doors.
Oh, will it? So we're going to begin with the first session that we do?
No, it'll begin once their sessions begin. Because sure, otherwise we could decide not to start for 6 months.
That would be fine.
By me, yeah. But like, wouldn't be a good money-making endeavor by them.
Oh, I might have to ask them to postpone. I actually feel urgently like I need to go to the toilet now. I think I'm having fear reaction.
Oh my God. Let me tell you, when we're finished our 3 months of Pilates, that we'll be able to hold our pee for hours.
Oh, but you know what? Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll have the most amazing core, like, clenching it right now in its agony.
Oh, me too. It's giving me the willies.
I laughed the other day for about a minute and a half and afterwards had to sit down. My stomach was so sore. It's a problem.
Well, that's all going to be cured now. There'll be no laughing in Pilates, but if there is, you'll be very composed.
Pilates. I Googled last night, how many Pilates classes does it take to have it show a difference in your body? And then I was like, get a fucking grip. This is like when I went to the gym and I was like, I just don't want to get too toned. I don't want really big calf muscles like all the other Americans. Your man was literally like looking me up and down. Get a grip on yourself.
Get a grip on yourself is right. I used to actually bemoan my enormous calf muscles. And now if I could see them, I'd be delighted. Be careful what you wish for.
But you're still very strong. Like,
I'm strong.
Liken
but like,
you to that hulking one in
that hulking one in what?
In Bruno, this big sister.
What? They do not. Fuck you. I'm the strong one. I'm not nervous.
That's
I'm as tough as the crust of the earth is.
Yes, and you
What's
know all the words.
Louisa, I love her, but like, fuck off. I want to be the one who spreads the flowers everywhere. That's Kerry. You're the grandma.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. Let us know what you have cancelled lately. I also cancelled my mom's dinner tonight. Because I just couldn't, with between the jigs and the reels and picking up the baby and getting the dog and Brandon getting home from work.
Oh, whatever.
Blah, blah, blah,
I think we've just come to the conclusion that like the excuses are meaningless. You decided you couldn't see yourself at that dinner, so you just didn't go.
You know what it was, Beatrice? Holy God had something great for me at that dinner. And now I'll never know. Probably a bowl of delicious guacamole. Now I'm going to have to live without it.
Oh, the devil.
If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do that for the price of a coffee at patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Let us know that you like the podcast, you like us to keep it going, and you'll also get bonus episodes, and you'll get every episode ad-free. So that's a bit of a bargain if you think about it. And otherwise, we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.